Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
You're listening to Radio Reverb's Festival Special, and one of the things I love about Brighton Festival is that it always offers up some sort of new way of experiencing art and performance. This year, among several original commissions, there's an app called The Hum, and it offers a new way to experience Brighton. The festival programme pitches The Hum as half cinema, half reality, and a groundbreaking event providing a new way of seeing and relating to the urban environment, revisiting the mundane activities of everyday life. Well, it sounds interesting, I thought. So I went along to meet the man who conceived and created the piece to find out more.
I'm Nick Sandiland, and I run a company called Flexer and Sandiland with my partner, Yael Flexer. We are looking at interactions that happen throughout the city between everyday folk and the everyday actions that that take place there. So normally when you go to see a film or theatre, you go to see a big event on stage about a very profound thing. And it's accompanied by all the things that you have associated with stage, stage lighting and sound. Let's say you go and see a film in theatre, you have a soundtrack, you have narration, you have camera work, you have all of those things that draw attention to particular aspects of life. So we've decided to take some of those techniques, such as soundtrack and narration, and dispense with the theatre. And we've produced a route where people can navigate through. They can go and have a look at actions and everyday events that take place in these spaces.
Okay, so in order to experience The Hum, which is the name of the piece, in order to experience The Hum, you simply download an app to your phone and get out and about and follow a route. What happens during your journey around Brighton then?
Okay, so we've got 15 different places. They're everyday places. The whole thing about The Hum is that we're looking at everyday events and we're using film and theatrical techniques to elevate these things to more than the everyday. I mean, we go about our lives and most of the things that we see are very boring and we pass them by. But as a subject, we believe they're very, very interesting if you look at them in the right way. So we've got these 15 locations, and they are things like getting on an escalator, going in a lift, catching a bus, waiting for a bus, crossing a road, things that you just don't think about. And we've directed people to these locations, and we've asked four different writers who write about dance and performance to create soundtracks for each of these locations. So they're sort of poetic reflections.
Okay, so you're not looking at your phone at the location, you're listening to a soundtrack to accompany the live action that's going on around you.
Yeah. I mean, we were thinking a while back of making a piece for mobile phone. And so I put lots of video onto the phone and tried out different things and walked around town to see what it would be like. And most of the time, what was on the phone was okay, it was, you know, very well filmed, but it's tiny and tinny and not very interesting. And in fact, when we started looking around, the everyday actions in front of us were far more captivating when you stop to look, because most people don't look at these things. They just pass them by or look at their phone to distract themselves.
They're not looking around them
at all. They're not looking around.
So it does fit in with the everyday epic theme that Kate Tempest has set.
Totally, yeah.
And you've got original music for the piece. How did that come about?
Well, that's with our fantastic composer, James Keane. He's worked with us in the past. I was interested in this sort of reflective quality. You know, you go and sit in a cinema or a theatre, it goes dark, and you're given the time to sit and contemplate. And that's what we wanted to do in the real world, where we don't do that so much. And I talked to him about that sort of reflective type of music, and we both love Ravel. Because of that, it's sort of unresolved music. It lets you dwell in the space. And that was our sort of starting point, really. So he's produced a lot of quite minimal soundtracks that just give space for being.
And how long do you expect people to take to do this? Is it something that you go around the sites, that the recommendation is do it all in an afternoon, or is it you can dip in and out at different locations?
What? It's completely up to you. You've got a map, you've got 15 locations. Each place takes about between 2 and 5 minutes or so to experience. This will carry on going forever. Ideally, we'd like you to experience it during the festival time. But you can have this app and you can be on the bus and suddenly the bus stops and you think, what am I going to do with this 5 minutes? And just look for a location on there. Pop along to it and listen to the text and the music and experience what's happening in front of you, then nip back on the bus again.
And presumably it's one of those things which every time you could do it at the same location several times and the experience would be different because it's life in front of you.
It would do, yeah. I mean, some of the locations are dependent on the shop times. So we've got a few in the shopping centre, which is chaotic and noisy, but that's a lovely place to stop in and just watch other people and experience that little point in time.
Churchill Square
is one. Yeah. And we have Elevators and Boots and Small Batch Cafe. The toilet in there is quite an interesting place.
Okay.
Yes. No, they're very up for that. Recommend that one.
Recommending a toilet experience. Okay. Yeah.
I'll say no more about that. You need to go and experience it.
So what kind of response have you had to date from it? Because it's very unusual to be sort of saying people get an app and go and stand and experience some music in the space. What's the response been?
Very good so far. A lot of people are taking this up and been travelling around town. Very encouraging feedback. People really loved it and found it very different. And particularly the writers. I must say something about the writers on there. We have four writers. We have Donald Tutera, who is a dance writer, writes quite often for the Times. We have Wendy Houston, who's a performer and a fantastic writer in her own sphere. Maria Oshodi, who is visually impaired theatre director, and she comes from her own particular angle, which is very refreshing. I mentioned the toilet, but the toilet is written from somebody who's visually impaired. So we get a different experience of a familiar place. It's a sense of putting yourself into somebody else's body and experiencing the world through that.
So how does one go about getting to experience the world in another way, in a world that we probably all see most days wandering around Brighton, never actually take in with the level of concentration that the hum will, you know, aim to take us there in a different way? What's the way of getting hold of the app?
You can download it if you go to the website, to the Brighton Festival website, and just look for the hum. On there, there's a page, and you just click a button and you can download it. If you navigate there from your mobile, then it will go straight onto your mobile. It'll run on cross-platform. So very easy to download. Just make sure you've got a Wi-Fi signal because it's got quite a lot of, it's got about an hour's worth of text and music on there.
So and when you're downloading it, you need to
Yeah, when you download it, and then you're free to roam after that. It's then in your pocket. And don't forget your headphones. That's the most important thing. And if you don't have headphones, then pop down to the Dome foyer and there are about four or five sets there you can borrow and just sign them out. But I recommend close-cupped headphones to get the best experience so you don't get too many buskers in the background.
Great. Nick, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
Nick Sandiland there talking to me earlier about the hum and a bit of headphone recommendations from him. And you can find out about the hum on the brightonfestival.org website and download the app from there.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.